This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jean, and it's Robbie's big birthday, Bonanza.
And Jean, we've already got a message in. Transport alert. The Calder Freeway is closed. Happy birthday, Robbie. Thank you very much, guys.
Well, it's nice to see everyone showing you some loving on your birthday, isn't it, Robbie?
Absolute crickets.
But we're diving straight in because we've got a whole heap of guests today. And if you haven't been paying any attention to this show, at least, because we keep talking about it, next week, Melbourne 2020 is coming to Melbourne. It's the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Championships that are happening at MSAC. And it's so exciting. People from all over the world are going to be hitting the water and having an absolutely fantastic time. And it's a really inclusive, amazing event. And we've got it here. But it's not just about the swimming. There's plenty of social things going on as well, isn't there, Robbie?
Mm.
So we decided to get two of the members of Melbourne 2020 in the studio to come along and say howdy, and they're here with us. Hello to... I've lost my notes, and that's really handy for me. Anthony and Malcolm, this is the problem with me talking and saying so many things all at once that I forget my literal name. Hi, Anthony and Malcolm. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Dean. And happy birthday, Robbie.
Happy birthday, Robbie.
Thank you. You've passed the first criteria of being on the show today.
Because I'm sure Vic Rhodes didn't actually say happy birthday. But you've got another one. Look.
Oh, look, another. I went to media release.
Oh.
Oh, it's very upsetting.
Well, the love is going big and strong. Now, you guys have been working very hard with another team of dedicated people to make Melbourne 2020 happening. It's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Next week, we've got people coming from all over the world who identify in lots of different ways, mm-hmm. LGBTIQA+, mm-hmm. who are coming here to hit the water and compete in the International Aquatic Championships.
That's right. They'll be here for swimming, water polo, diving, open water swimming, and artistic swimming.
Which is what I'm most excited for.
Formerly known as synchronized swimming.
They're coming from over 16 countries, which I think is phenomenal.
Mm.
Like, we've been able to get such a far reach across the world. Yeah. That it's going to be such an amazing event. We're going to have so much buzz and so many people here in Melbourne.
Mm. We've got about over 600, and 35% of them are from the US, over 50% from Australia, which is, of course, Queensland and New South Wales and the other states, as well as Melbourne, local Melbourne ones. And then the other 15% from Canada, New Zealand and Europe.
How exciting. When you've got a big event like this, not all of the action can just happen in the pool. You've also
not all about water sports, is it, Robbie?
We are land animals as well.
No, we've got to keep them entertained after hours.
Got to keep them entertained.
Mm. So you've organised not just great events happening during the day, but this huge social stream where people or their friends that are coming along with them or partners can get involved in all of the fun and be a part of it, which means everyone around Melbourne can jump on in and not just support from the sidelines, but be a part of all the events to meet everyone.
They can join
as
in
well.
And meet all the guys and girls that are coming here. So first event we have on the Thursday night is a movie night we've got at the Nova, and it's a water polo film called Shiny Shrimps, which is in partnership with MQFF.
Oh, God bless the Melbourne Film Festival. That's fantastic. Mm. So what's this film about?
I actually don't know. Anthony, you tell.
I think it's about a coach that makes some homophobic remarks that then gets punished by having to coach an amazing team of LGBT water polo players.
Oh,
and
terrific.
It's kind of his punishment, but also it becomes his kind of redeemable nature. So we're really excited for it. We're going to be doing some drinks straight afterwards at Lygon Street as well.
Oh, Johnny's Green Room.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Mm. So that's a great way to kick things off. Nice, relaxed. I guess you've got people coming from all around the world, so they may be a bit jet lagged. So going and enjoying a film is a great way to do it.
A great way to sleep sometimes.
That's it. We'll also be having our opening ceremony as well, which will be at MSAC on the 22nd at 11 a.m. So it's going to be a big fanfare to celebrate. We're going to have so many people coming down, and then you can all relax and enjoy the movie. That's, so we're so excited.
Yeah, so the opening ceremony is on the Saturday at MSAC, and it goes for about half an hour, and we've got a lot of distinguished guests and a big showcase performance brought to you by Patrick Studios Australia.
Oh, how exciting.
Oh, that's a great work. Mm. Yeah.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now, of course, registration kicks off on Thursday. It's happening over quite a few days.
Yes.
But it all kicks off with the opening ceremony on the Saturday, which is pretty exciting.
That's right. And after the movie night on the Thursday night and the opening ceremony on the Saturday, we also have some social drinks on Friday at the Emerson. Anyone's welcome to come along and meet all the international athletes.
We'll be down there from about 7:30, so I'm very ready for the Emerson. It's a great spot. Hopefully we can get some space on the rooftop there and just have a great time and meet lots of people.
That's right.
It's really great that you've created all these events that jump around Melbourne and show people different sides through our culture and what's happening. I think it's really great.
Mm. And then Saturday night, we've got a club night at Poof Toof for us and for the general public. So anyone can come along and mix with the athletes at Poof Toof.
It's such a great way to let off some steam. Obviously, we're all going to be going really hard in the pool, so I feel like we can go a little bit hard on the dance floor and mingle and mix with some of the internationals.
I think I'll be asleep by Saturday.
Now, when I was doing some interviews at the games that were happening in New York this year with some of the glamour heads that were there, they were telling me one of the great things about the Igla Championships is the fact that it's not just about what happens in the water, but it's the social side as well. Mm-hmm. Everyone hits the water just as hard as they party.
Oh,
it must be really exciting to have so much vibrant social things happening at the same time.
Oh, yes. We were really excited. We wanted to show the attendees what a great place Melbourne is. You know, it's the world's most livable city, well, second after Vienna, and we're the sporting capital of the world. And we wanted to show them what we've got and how a great time we can have. Because I've been to past events and, you know, they haven't been as well organised and they haven't been as much fun. So we want to show them how it's done.
Oh, okay. You're setting the standard high, aren't you? Now you're going to have to knives make out. Sure you raise that bar.
Look, knives really out, be. Game on, mole.
It really will be a summer together down under to remember.
Oh, well done, Anthony.
That's all right. I just had to plug it in there.
Been practising that one in front of the mirror.
That's just some of the events that are going on as a part of the Melbourne 2020 International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games. It's so exciting. Now, we're going to come back in a bit and focus on some of the others, but let's just touch on some of the things happening during the day at MSAC. There's going to be quite a lot of sport happening where people can come along and see how it all goes and see the swimming in the pool. This artistic swimming is what I'm most intrigued about. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, before we get to that, just let people know if they want to join us for the social events, they can go to our website, melbourne2020.org, and there's a social events page where there are links to getting tickets. And some of these events are actually free, so but you still have to get a ticket because we need to know for numbers and catering.
You have to reserve your spot.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so that's the social events for now. And the sport events are artistic swimming. That will be held over the weekend. Our schedule is on our website, but we're fine-tuning it at the moment based on registrant numbers because registration's closed and we're just fine-tuning the schedule. So it is subject to minor changes.
I guess it's a lot to deal with so many people coming from all over the world.
That's
and
right.
Just juggling all those numbers and people
that's right.
coming through.
And it's also based on what at times the pool is available and what pools you can use because there's actually three pools at MSAC. There's a diving pool, there's an indoor pool and an outdoor pool. And at times we're using all three. And so, you know, based on numbers and pool availability and also it costs us money. So, you know, you need to make sure that you're not renting the pool for too much time. You've got to be quite
look, if
definite.
Someone, if you need someone to just hold the pool and just lie in there, I'm more than happy to do it.
Yeah. Get out some donuts.
if people are keen to get involved, can they just come, like, it sounds like a great day just to come down to MSAC, see what you're going to see.
On any
you know,
of the days,
jump,
yeah.
jump in on any of the days and catch well, a couple of events.
That's right. You can just come down and watch. It's free to watch.
Oh, really?
And great. Also, we're looking for volunteers. And if you want to volunteer, go to our website, melbourne2020.org, and go to the volunteer page and register your interest there.
Now we're putting all those details up on our social media, but we're not going anywhere because we're going to find out about more of the social events that are happening next week as a part of Melbourne 2020, the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Games. So don't go anywhere because we're going to dive in the pool and keep getting wet. You're
it's
on Mad
birthday.
Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and don't forget, what was that, Robbie?
It's my birthday. It's
sorry,
my birthday.
Can't hear you. Sorry, there's
my
a song
birthday,
playing.
Jake.
Don't know what's happening. You're on Joy.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we're talking to Anthony and Malcolm from the Melbourne 2020 International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Championship.
We're tongue-tied today with it all, aren't we?
I can never get through a long sentence like that. we're particularly talking about some of the social events around the championships. Now, Dean, you and I have a rich history of sports on tour and
oh, we're very good at being buoyant in the water.
Well, that
yeah,
also.
We're very good at just sitting on the sidelines.
But
and,
we first became friends at a Bingham tournament, an international Oval Rugby Inclusive Tournament.
I tried to avoid you the whole time. You just wouldn't go away.
That's not how I remember it. But, yeah, we can attest to how much fun there is, even if you're not necessarily competing.
Well, because we never do.
To be part of the social events around a tournament.
It's so good to be a part of the events, to cheer on from the sidelines, to support whether they're people from your own country or teams that you know or ones that you don't know at all, and then to meet people from all around the world and just engage with them and find out why they're there or what's going on or why they're passionate about sport while I eat a hamburger.
Now, you have plenty of other social events going on, including a couple of exciting women's events during the tournament.
We do indeed. I think that the beauty of Igla is really about celebrating fun and having a great time, but also staying fit and healthy. And so meeting like-minded people while you're in Melbourne is going to be amazing, because for the women's events, we've actually got an AFLW match reception. We're going to get there at 2:15 to Icon Park and watch Richmond versus North Melbourne. It's going to be an absolutely amazing game, and we're so excited to show AFL women's to the rest of the world.
I think that's really awesome, because they are kicking goals doing it. In my opinion, much better than the men, and it's great that we can show the rest of the world just what these women, female football players can do.
Sure. And then after that AFL women's match, they've got a women's only dinner.
That's it. You can register at melbourne2020.square.site if you want a seat at the table. Mm-hmm. It's going to be absolutely wonderful, just speaking to like-minded people, having a conversation around gorgeous Italian food on Lygon Street, and really getting ready for the next event, which will be Tomboy, which is on the same night.
Oh, lovely. Tomboy is a fantastic monthly party.
I think it's afternoon into evening event.
Yeah,
it
goes on, but it's a fantastic
kicks
event
on later
for people who identify as women and non-binary individuals, who are the focus of it. So it's great to create that you're able to be a part of space for people who don't necessarily identify as a cisgendered gay man, and you're really elevating that and highlighting spaces for people there. I think that's wonderful.
That's good. And then the women, when they finished at Tomboy, they can head down to Circuit and join in for Queens of the Pool.
Now, this I'm very excited about. You guys have been doing fundraisers for the last couple of years with this, so it means that lots of different players drag up as drag queens or drag kings.
That's right. And they're from around the world. They're not just locals.
Oh, so it's not just the locals.
No.
It's going to be some international flair.
Yeah.
I bet you there was some international people champing at the bit for this. You just dropped a bit of a bombshell in the break.
A couple of acts
I heard are going to be performing.
I guess they've got a wax for the pool, so they may as well just keep it going.
Let's just say Katarina Katarina Longkiss is coming out of retirement for one night only.
Oh, God.
It's going to be so much fun. Of course, you have to make sure you grab your ticket to be able to go along. And an event like that, you do not want to wait.
And also, that one's a free event, but you still need to get a ticket.
You've got to reserve your spot so they know how many people to be able to let in.
And then that leads to Monday night is a French-styled themed picnic at the M Pavilion opposite the Arts Centre. Hopefully it doesn't rain.
So why was this inspired with a bit of wee-wee flair?
Oh, well, the French asked for it, and we said, okay.
Well, when the French asked for it, you go wee-wee, no problem.
We'll do whatever.
Get out your striped tops. I've got
one, and so's my husband, so we can go as twins.
The French water polo team have done such a great job in Paris. They've actually taken all of these photos, an amazing photo shoot out initially near the Eiffel Tower, and they're bringing that all in to help us.
And they've been posting it on our Facebook event for that. And then Tuesday...
that's the final day of...
Tuesday's the final day. We'll talk a few more social events, and then we might go back to a little bit of sport if we've got time.
Sure, you go with it.
So Tuesday in the afternoon, we have what's called the Pink Flamingo, which is each team, I think there's about half a dozen of them, does a presentation kind of in and out of the water to music, and it's all fun-based, and it's the theme is Divas Down Under, and it's a bit of synchronised swimming. Anthony and I are in it. I don't know how we're going to float, but we'll do our best. And
so have you been working on the routine as hard as you have been on the routine you'll be doing on the Sunday night?
Yes, even more so, because you're in a big group and everyone has to rely on each other.
Is it difficult to kick in the pool in those heels? That's an important question.
Oh,
I think I'm all routined out. I'm ready for a big splash when we're done, I think.
Yeah. No, we're looking forward to that one. So come on down. What time is that, Anthony, in the afternoon? I think it's about 3 on the Tuesday afternoon. What's the schedule?
Yeah, so that kicks off at about 3:45.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it literally is an artistic swimming, musical, drag, dancing,
that sounds
amazing,
like so much fun.
Yeah, and that's the final event in the pool. And then we head down to the West Beach Bathers Pavilion for our closing beach party.
Oh, lovely.
I know.
Literally on the beach.
Yes, at West St Kilda.
Oh. Looking
towards Port Phillip Bay.
Fine.
Yeah,
it is sunny.
It does have an indoor space, so if it's raining, we'll be inside, but
we'll be
other,
saved.
Other side, otherwise we're out there on the deck, on the sand, with food, drink, and DJ Conti playing tunes for
us. Oh, lovely. Mm. It's really great to create so many opportunities for everyone to come along, to meet people from all over the world, and just have a great time, and a really social time with some fantastic inclusive sport.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of sport where there's swimming from the Friday right through the Tuesday, and there's open water swimming at Williamstown on the Sunday morning, and then artistic swimming and diving, which are on the weekend, and water polo from Friday right through to finals on Tuesday, which are just before the Pink Flamingo, Anthony, I think.
That's it. It's going to be a great week.
Yeah.
So to that closing sunset beach party, you will have to secure your tickets because it's an amazing event. We're getting it ready. DJ's all sorted. And I'm just getting really excited.
And limited numbers.
There will be limited numbers.
Yeah.
I want to sip some Mai Tais on the beach.
Yes. You've got to buy your ticket, though.
Oh, don't shame me.
I can't say enough.
Reserve, I said I would.
Buy your ticket, even for the free events. Reserve your spot. This is a huge, there's a huge events with an array of things happening all over Melbourne, but it takes a lot of work to make these happen, and they need to know who's coming. Once the number of tickets that they're allowed to have hit that limit, that's it. So jump online. We've put the details up on our social media already. Head to melbourne2020.org. Head to melbourne2020.org. You can see the full schedule of events in and out of the pool and everything that's involved in it. It's absolutely fantastic. So dive on in and have a look at that so you can pick what you want to go to, sync it with your diary, and then make sure you reserve your spots.
Fabulous. Well, thanks for having us on,
Thank
Dean.
Thank you so much.
It's an
happy birthday.
And happy birthday, Robbie.
Thank you very much. I hope you get more messages. There's another one, I think. Is that a real message?
No, or that's traffic alert. That's that same media release from before.
Damn it.
The love will come later.
Well, we can't wait to come along to the Melbourne 2020 International Gay and Lesbian Aquatic Championships hitting Melbourne next week at the MSAC Swimming and Aquatic Centre. So I think I just said I just put all the words in.
The order was questionable.
It's all there. It's all there. So why not jump online and check out all the social events and water events as well that's going on, and come along next week and join in all the fun. Anthony, Malcolm, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Thank you so much, Dean and Robbie.
And we look forward to seeing you there. I know you will be there on one of the days.
I will. On three, in fact.
Oh, three. Okay,
there
fabulous.
You go. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. It's Robbie's birthday bonanza, so why not give him some love on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. And coming up, it's the 30th anniversary of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. So we're going to find out what's happening before the launch tomorrow night. You're on Joy with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.